This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. Acclaimed American Indian historian Joseph Medicine Crow, the last surviving war chief for his Plains Indians tribe, has died. He was 102. Funeral home director Terry Bullis said Medicine Crow died yesterday. Medicine Crow grew up and lived most of his life on the Crow Reservation near Lodge Grass. Medicine Crow earned the title of war chief after stealing enemy horses and other exploits as a U.S. soldier during World War II. President Barack Obama awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2009.
Historian, educator, and patriot. A good man. A buja icha in Crow. Dr. Medicine Crow's life reflects not only the warrior spirit of the Crow people, but America's highest ideals.
As a child, he listened to stories about the Battle of Little Bighorn told by a relative who served as a scout for Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer. Medicine Crow later served as the tribe's historian and continued to lecture into his 90s. The Park County Sheriff's Office has recovered the body of a woman who fell off Pine Creek Falls south of Livingston. The Sheriff's Office says that body was found yesterday and the name of the woman has not been released. Friends called Saturday and then said the woman was crossing a stream at the top of the falls when a branch she was holding snapped and the woman fell. Gallatin County Search and Rescue, Western Montana Search Dogs, Park County Search and Rescue, Livingston Fire and Rescue, Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks, and the U.S. Forest Service all helped with that search. A federal program that aims to cut spending and patient costs while addressing fraud is causing problems for some Medicare suppliers in Montana. As a result, businesses are reducing their service areas, making it harder for clients to get service. The program was in place by Montana earlier, was put in place by Montana earlier this year. The Billings Gazette reports it cuts Medicare payments for the equipment in Montana by as much as 42%. Suppliers say cutting transportation costs is one way to make up for the cutbacks. The worst U.S. suicide rates are in seven western states with high gun ownership levels. A new outreach effort is asking firearm sellers and owners to help reduce these deaths. Despite wariness, some are saying yes. Acclaimed Native American historian Joseph Medicine Crow, the last surviving war chief for Montana's Crow tribe, has died. Funeral director Terry Bullis says Medicine Crow died yesterday in a hospice at the age of 102. The Park County Sheriff's Office has recovered the body of a woman who fell off Pine Creek Falls south of Livingston. The Sheriff's Office says the body was found yesterday and the name of the woman has not been released. Two people are dead after a rollover crash south of Colstrip. The Billings Gazette reports that crash was reported Saturday about 16 miles south of Colstrip on Highway 39. A federal program that aims to cut spending and patient costs while addressing fraud is causing problems for some Medicare suppliers in Montana. As a result, businesses are reducing their service areas, making it harder for clients to get service. An assessment of invasive species management says a lack of money is a big challenge. The Montana Invasive Species Advisory Council is reviewing the threat posed to Montana's environment by noxious weeds and other unwanted biological invaders. Thank you for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.